Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now is Vicky Ross from the Western New York Peace Center, talking about the unrest that we've seen across Western New York and the country over the past few days. Vicky, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. I just want to get first your thoughts on the two separate protests, Saturday and then what we saw on Monday, that started as, I mean, really large-scale peaceful actions. I can't think of many recent protests that gathered that many people in one location, hundreds and hundreds, about 1,000 people at each protest. But then once everyone dispersed, the people who did stay, it did turn pretty ugly. Just kind of your thoughts on how that occurred.
Well, it's interesting that you asked me about those two, and those are very distressing. And but what I'd like to talk about are other ones that have been very successful, and I want to talk about yesterday at 3 o'clock at Niagara Square, where the police commissioner, thank you, Lord, thank you, Commissioner Lockwood, came out and prayed with the protesters, took a knee with the protesters, sang with the protesters, and the protest was called off. So that's what I'd rather talk about, because that is the hope to turn things around.
But Vicky, is there kind of a clash or something going on when you hear about outside agitators that are coming in here? Have they hijacked a couple of these protests locally?
Well, there's been violence, as we know, and as you know, there is a way of doing things. This is the way we treat our families, our friends, our other fellow citizens and neighbors. So violence begets violence. Yes, there have been violent people or violent actions, people performing violent actions, and some, there's been confirmed reports that say that some of the people who've been doing violent actions are white supremacists who have infiltrated and who are trying to cause cause destruction and more violence. And people are upset. People are very upset, and there's lots of reasons for that. And many of them are centuries old, and some of them are very immediate. Certainly the pandemic and the extreme fear and economic hardship and all of those other things factoring in. And people, racism that is in the air we breathe. It is part of our culture so much. We can't just say no, it's not happening. We can know better, and yet those attitudes and the history and then the actuality are still being lived out, and we see it every the Black Lives Matter is so critical to our moving forward. So we've had all this going on. And now I want to say, after yesterday, I feel so hopeful. There's going to be a prayer, a rally for racial justice with people of faith in the square today at noon. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, we are at the turning point. So maybe things are going to start to be better for all of us now. And that is what we need, because we are all so completely connected.
You mentioned the police coming out to talk with the protesters. That happened yesterday. We saw that happen in Niagara Falls. We saw that happen in Lockport, and really diffused the situation. How important in your mind is that when we're dealing with a protest where people want to be heard and people want to be heard by law enforcement, for whether it's the police chief, whether it's a sheriff, whether it's a mayor, to come out and say, you want to be heard? Okay, I'm listening right now. Let me know what you want to say. I mean, could everything really end right there if the conversation takes place in the middle of a protest?
And if the changes happen. So it is, but that's the first step. That is the first step. So I want to say I am so hopeful and relieved this morning after, really, we've had days and we've had years because this has been ignored and denied, you know, for some time, not just here in Buffalo, but just in general. All of this, we're reflecting the same issues that are going on elsewhere, but that is our solution, is being the change. And when we see, you know, that takes courage. But when we see that courage, when we listen to each other, when we work together, we can get to a world that's better for everybody. I do believe that. That's what we work on all the time. There's lots of different ways of working on that. But one of them, the biggest, one of our biggest peace tools is listening and then finding a way forward, listening and listening again and hearing each other and then really making those changes. So we have to believe in nonviolence, and we have to stop excusing it, whether it's on, I mean, I would start talking foreign policy as well. I mean, in so many ways, violence begets violence. That's what we see. That's what we know. That's what our religious teachings and all the different faith traditions teach us. There is a way to live in harmony with each other, with our creation, and that's what we need to do if we want to survive.
Vicki, is all of this unrest, not just here but around the country, is this going to change protests going forward?
I believe that we can get to a better place, and I believe that I see it happening. I don't think it's going to be an easy slam dunk or something. I do invite people to come out today at noon. Then there's something else. You know, there are people can go to WNYPeace.org. There's lots of events going on, but there are ways to join together. But I want to say racism, misogyny, they are deep. They go deep. We can say we don't have it going on. We have it going on. I know I do. I know I do. And most people say, are you kidding? You? No. It is deep in us. The gender roles and different kinds of bigotry and certainly racism. It goes so deep. We can't, it's in the air we breathe. We can't say, oh, that's not my problem, or I don't have any relation to those bigotries or misconceptions. We do. Well, so we have, if we face it squarely and we work on it and we acknowledge it, and we not facing everything with denial or putting it off on somebody else.
Vicki, always appreciate the time, and good luck moving forward with a lot of your events that you're hoping to put on. That's Vicki Ross of the Western New York Peace Center joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.